adventurers, you have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am Michael Thriftener Tomorrow, and with me is Jennifer Cheek.
Hey everyone, it's great to be here. I have a glass of wine and I'm happy.
Mike Bachman.
Thrifty Nerd is coming to town.
And Tim Lanning.
Sly Flourish!
I picked the worst time to take a swig of wine. Wow.
Sly Flourish! Hey guys,
Sly,
me, why Tim
saying,
Lanning.
Why are you saying Sly Flourish so much?
Because Tom's back, bitch.
Well, he's not back.
Well,
that would be contractually impossible.
Yeah, I think we might possibly be breaking the contract by having him on at all.
Listen, he's a ghost. He's different. He's different.
Super dead.
He sees you when you're resting. He knows just when you shift. He knows
why
if
did
you
let
bad
him drown
or good
to death?
So real good for goodness sake.
I can't do it, Tom. I'm sorry.
Hey, let's
picture if you guys try to free me that fellow Drew was dope as heck.
Hey.
So let's, since we're talking about last episode, let's roll D20s to find out what happened last episode.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I got a 3.
I got a 2.
Oh my god! Really? Because I just won with a 6? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Jennifer, what happened last week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast?
Gosh, so many things happened, you guys. So we, the episode before that, we left Eveningshire, and as we were walking on the pathway, Bucky started looking not so great, feeling good.
And not also, green, but because he's already green.
Like sickly green, like pale green, it was no good. And Harper also not feeling good. Both of them just passed right the heck out.
I feel bad.
And we could not figure out what was going on exactly, but we did a little arcana check, and it was something to do with magic. We were like, what's going on? Tom and I are not so good at the magic. What do we do? And then, guess who appeared in the fire? Oh my god, it was the ghost of Tumbador Blade. He was
well,
back.
Sly, my flourish. Good to see you
that's
guys.
That's exactly what he said. He sounded like Hulhauser. It was great. he took us to ghost land, a ghost world, to fight the evil Yule Mandan, because Yule Mandan's trying to steal all the magic of the world for himself, which is very selfish.
I hate him.
We didn't really see much Yule Mandan, did we? We just
haven't seen him yet, but we were told of him.
No, you saw him in the past.
We can all agree that Yul Mandan is the Christmas Krampus. Krampus. He is the stealer of magics. And we also met a cool little elf dude named Hermie, who loves teeth. He loves to pull them out of people's faces. And he gave us a quest to go and save Yul Mandan's sister from dying, because that was his dark past, and maybe it would keep him from being such an asshole if we did that. And we went back in time, we did it.
We saved him.
We saved his sister.
We did it.
And then we came back.
Yeah.
We did it.
And and now we have to go on a different quest for Christmas present or something.
No. Winter solstice.
Winter solstice present.
The most magical day of the year.
That's why Tom's back, because of the magic of winter solstice.
Did you just suggest that this was somehow Christmas related? Because
I misspoke.
This is an Easter egg really for those of you who watch the podcast on either YouTube or the live chat on twitch.tv/geeklyinc or youtube.com/geeklyinc, not respectively. Jennifer's cough you just heard, she turned directly towards me to do it. If you draw a line down our house, you can do it. It's like, it's right here where our microphone is. That side is not where I am. You can cough anywhere over there. And there's even a toilet over there, so it's used to gross things.
I don't want to go to the toilet.
I felt your breath.
Listen, we're married now, and I'm pretty sure that means I get to cough on you whenever I want.
That is true.
I'm just going to wake you up in the middle of the night by coughing on you.
You actually do.
I slobber on YouTube. That's a whole thing. I slobber on
We could go on a tangent. You know, marriage is hard.
Oh, it's so hard. Someone will cough on you. It's terrible.
Yeah, don't do it. So I think the thing that I should have mentioned last week and I didn't is that I had a little help in putting this episode together. Actually, a lot of help. So thank you to Shadowbrook Ash for coming up with the idea and then helping me flesh it out and stuff.
It was so much fun last week. It was so excellent. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen this week. Winter Solstice present.
So thank you, Ash. You're the best.
Way to go, Ash.
Almost too good.
Okay. So you guys are back in the present.
Mm-hmm. With Hermie.
With Hermie.
But we're still in the Feywild.
You're still in the Feywild.
We're still ghosts. I can still fly.
Yes.
Well, fly.
Yes, I can't fly. He said I could fly.
Yeah, more like, you know, hover.
Hover.
Falling with style.
Oh my God. Get out. Get out of the podcast in my house and my life.
Cool.
Okay, so Hermie's like, oh, guys. Okay, so this next part. Oh, this is not going to be easy, you guys.
Hey, do you know who we are? I'm Tom Darkblade.
Tom Darkblade.
I thought it was Tom Thumble. So Yul Mandan, part of what is making him such a dark and evil person is there are these spirits in the Feywild. They aren't good. You're not going to like them.
Are they bad? Are they evil? Are they bad?
They're very evil and bad.
By spirits, you're talking about bottles of wine. Ghost wine.
Nope.
Oh, we could take care of that for you.
I wish it were that. Humanity itself is kind of gross. And there aren't really humans over here in the Feywild. Well, there's not a lot of them anyway. But the sort of grossness of humans manifests over here as want and ignorance.
Oh, want and ignorance.
And they are with Yul Mandan pretty much all the time. So I think for us to stop him, you're gonna need to destroy want and ignorance.
Oh no, those are two very bad emotions.
Yeah, we have to get rid of his thugs, want, and ignorance.
Oh no, this will ruin the winter solstice. There are millions upon millions of people that will be affected if we don't get rid of the want and ignorance. Where do we go? Where do we find these beasts?
Well, Yulmandan will be in his castle, and outside of his castle, you will find, outside of his chambers, you will find Wanton Ignorance. Mm.
So inside the castle?
Yes, inside of the castle.
Sneak in the castle.
I'm good at sneaking.
Yes, you are. And also, we're all ghosts now.
We're all ghosts. Is everyone in this area ghosts? I don't know.
You won't find much resistance. Yulmandan is so powerful that he doesn't even really need to guard his castle.
Wow.
A bold move.
Jeez. I want to meet this fellow. Okay, so yeah, take us there.
Okay, it's this way. Get in this cart.
Oh, all let's right, get back cart. In the cart.
It's my favorite.
Okay, so you guys ride the mine cart to Yulmandan's winter castle.
Wow. Describe it to me, what it looks like.
It looks like, it's not made of ice, it's made of stone, but it has all of the what are the things called when there's little...
Turrets and
crenellations.
Yes, those, the crenellations and turrets are all covered in snow, and it's snowing. And it looks a little spooky, honestly.
Oh my golly! If I faced the void, I'd be afraid of this.
If only they just put some beautiful lights, colored lights on it, or white lights. If you want to be classy, it probably look really cheery. But instead, it looks very not cheery.
Oh no! I wish we had a plastic reindeer to put there.
Oh, me too. One with a little red nose.
I'd love him.
Can we hear the sleigh bells ringling?
Ting, ting, ting. Two.
As you guys approach, the drawbridge lowers, and out steps two what look like small children.
Oh. Are they like me? Are they like people like me?
No, they look like actual children.
Oh, really?
But
human children.
But they're filthy and gross.
Oh. Are they Wanton Ignorance?
Are they?
Kermie goes, oh god, it's them, Wanton Ignorance, I gotta go.
God, Kermie, these are children.
We'll take care of this. Tom takes out his dagger and his shuriken.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, yeah. Who wants to get Sly Flourished first?
Wait, why are you attacking the children?
They're bad.
Because we're supposed to kill them.
Oh, we're supposed to kill the children?
We're supposed to get through them.
I see Tom is still same old Tom. That really warms my empty heart because I'm dead. I'm cold. I can't breathe.
I brandish Blood Drinker.
What is that?
Whoa.
I've seen that. I make sure that a little bit of the blood splashes on Tom for old time's sake.
Do you feel any warmth from the blood?
No warmth.
Oh, okay.
So I guess we have to you there, foes!
Guys, let's roll for initiative.
What?
I think it's safe to say that this is ghost blood, right?
Ghost blood. Oh no, the doges.
Oh.
Doges, get out of there!
I rolled a 5 plus 6, 11, 13. Total.
It's so nice to be able to change my display name from Harper to Tum.
Okay.
Ting, ting, tingling.
What do you got, other guys?
I have got a 21.
I didn't roll.
Total.
I got a 23.
Lovely weather for an encounter together with you.
All right. It is Tums. It is Tums.
Hey, I need to see the battle. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me just.
I'm
really
all about
put
that up. Battle, son.
Guys, I spent so much time today working on this. You're gonna be super. You're gonna be jized when you see this.
Are you saying energized?
Yeah, jized? You're gonna be jized.
That's what all the kids say now.
Outside, the stuns are falling and minions are calling you.
I hope these guys aren't minions.
Okay.
They're all minions.
Oh!
Wait, I still have the Harper icon. That's fudge.
Sorry.
Too bad.
I lied about the planning thing. You are in a field of white.
It's so icy.
Oh my guys, it's snow.
Oh my god, look at all the snow.
Those are the terrifying children, though.
Did you just Google terrifying children?
Look at it's wanton ignorance.
From what?
Tib.
I have no idea.
What?
I have no idea.
What am I going to tell you?
Why?
I feel like it's breaking the fourth wall too much.
Oh, if she's...
That's a thing.
Okay, I didn't know they were in this.
Yep,
okay.
Let's roll.
No.
All right. I got a 23.
Okay, Tom goes first. There's a little boy and a little girl.
Should I go ahead and say what my new powers are since it's been
oh my god.
Just look
years?
At this bowl.
I mean, I guess if you want to. This is Tom's only appearance, so I wouldn't get too worked up about that.
You just have to use them.
Just use them. You just want to use them.
All.
I don't know what my new ones are.
What?
Alright, just let's not do that. Let's just attack.
I'm gonna.
Okay.
Okay, so... Tom... Okay, so... I'm gonna actually delay.
Whoa, really? What?
Alright!
Because I want to get combat advantage from one of you fools. Remember how Tom has to have combat advantage to be effective?
Yeah, that's a good point. Alright!
Alright, Aludra.
Okay, I would like to move right up here. I can't grab my person.
What? You should be able to.
It's not letting me grab it.
I can grab my person, if you know what I'm
saying. I can grab Tom. Yeah, we're on this one computer, so you have to give it to Tim.
Both.
Oh, is it Tim who's owning it?
Yeah, I don't have my... computer.
Oh, God.
I'm not in
it's
the call.
It's pretty obvious Jennifer's not in the call. Want right. in ignorance, huh?
Want in ignorance. That's what I feel right now.
Giddy up. It's grand.
Just we're going to get sued, Mike Bachman.
You're going to get yanked off YouTube.
You're like, oh, you can't make money off this YouTube. Because
that's like comment. Like, isn't that like...
It probably
public
domain.
Try it now. Okay, so now I would like to move one.
Does it work? Okay.
Three.
In roll 20, you're still Tum, by the way. You've never been changed to Harper.
That's not true. I literally just changed it.
Oh, okay. I hate you.
So I just moved.
I actually made a point of saying it aloud, but.
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Can you guys take your beef? Into the kitchen.
No, our beef, it goes deeps.
So, Aludra rolled up on one ignorance are spaced, they have a space in between them, and Aludra rolled up to where she's, like, not directly in between them, but she's, like, in front. She's touching the both of them. And she, like, did a lay down a burst of Earth's Fury on them. So.
A burst of Earth's Fury?
You know, let's see if she does. See if I can make the Earth toss and churn as if from an earthquake. Well, how about a 16 versus AC?
who are you attacking? Wait, it doesn't matter.
No.
You miss.
Dang it. So, I mark them. I don't have any miners or anything fun to do.
Tom the Dragonborn.
Tom the Dragonborn.
Let's... Wait, when is Tom going?
I can go now.
Okay, you can go now.
Actually, not true. I do have a minor.
You marked them, right?
Can I do my minor?
Yeah.
I'm going to take the form of Winter's Herald.
Do okay. it.
Why not?
Because you're in winter.
It's a winter wonderland. I want to be a giant ice lady. So do it.
Rad.
And the effect is while I'm in this form, gain a +1 bonus to AC and resist 5 cold. Each square within 2 squares of you, wherever you move, is difficult terrain for your enemies.
Dope. Okay.
So they're in difficult terrain. And they're marked.
You're marked. Okay, my turn, right?
Yep.
Alright, so Tom moves here by going around this way. If you see him, like my cursor. So now he's flanking, and then he does Trick Strike!
Why wouldn't you not Sly Flourish?
Oh, that's a good point. Well, I want to do a new move, because it's, you know...
The people want people like Sly Flourish.
Because it's fun!
My brand. No, I'll do it later. I'm sure it'll come up. So I do Trick Strike, which I got a... It's a 20... Or 32 versus AC.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yay. So that is 23 plus 20 or 30. Oh man, this I don't miss Tom anymore. 30.
Never mind the math.
Okay, so 31, and so 31 is my base damage. And then I do what is it? 2d8s. Yeah, because since I have sneak attack, I do 2d8s. Where? Mine love, where are our d8s? Found them. Okay, so I do 40 damage.
Damn.
Against the top one. And there's an extra effect. And there's an extra added effect, which is I get to slide the target one square, so I'm going to move him here.
Okay.
And... Also, there's an ongoing effect. Until the end of the encounter, you can slide the target one square whenever I hit it.
Neat.
Neato.
Oh, wait. I actually do 41 points.
What?
Yeah, I had to find that little... See that little
Oh, my God. That is the tiniest. How are you...
Tom is really hard to play, so...
That is ridiculous.
Like, I have all these modifiers and additions. If they're... All right, whatever.
Okay, cool. Tom the Dragonborn.
Tom the Dragonborn.
Can I?
That's like two times that I was like, Tom the Dragonborn, heroic. Oh.
Oh, wah, wah.
No, you're okay. Sorry.
Tom the Dragonborn circles around his prey. He hates the little girl in the bandana because it reminds him of a girl in his village that always used to throw rocks at his head. And he comes, he circles around, and he does an attack.
he attacks!
He attacks with damage and does. Well. Bastion of Defense? Okay, yeah. I'm gonna do it daily because. Fuck it. Auto fail. Okay, bye.
No.
Well, but I can do my dragon breath and hit all y'all. Well, not Tom, but I can hit everyone else. Okay, that's 19 versus the dude with the orange circle on it, and I don't remember what the orange circle means.
19 versus what?
The orange circle means I get a move.
Versus reflex. Hitting. Well, the 19 misses. Plus 12 versus reflex.
Oh, that hits.
Yeah.
Dang it.
4 plus 12 versus reflex against the other dude that I'm right next to.
Alright, so 16 plus 16 versus
that's
reflex?
That's how math works, yes.
Okay, you missed that guy.
Okay, I hit the first guy. We'll do... I have an actual d6. I can just do that. 6. So 6 plus 6, 12 damage to that bro. And then...
Nice.
Okay.
You did 6 points of damage. Was
no,
the
I did 12 points of damage. It's 6 plus 6.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Maybe it cut out.
I'm sure, pretty sure it cut out.
Yeah, but I did that many damage. And he's just...
Okay, way to go, buddy.
Super dead. And then you get the bonus from Dragon Breath that I don't remember. I'm Aludra.
What is it?
I'll tell you what it is in a minute.
Okay, you let me know.
Yeah.
Just okay. Let me know.
You'll find out. Secret.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Okay.
Let's see. You get plus one to attack rolls. Forever.
All right. I like that. I need that.
Okay. So the little boy goes, you shouldn't have done that. And he rakes Aludra.
What?
Twice. He rakes her twice. He gets really? Out a... He gets out a yard tool and...
Why is this guy coming...
What is this?
He's coming to... Who's this fight with a rake?
19 versus AC in the first one.
Mm-mm.
And then he auto-fails the second one.
Haha, idiot. That's what you get for bringing a rake to
a, knife fight.
A magic fight.
Ha, nerd.
Nerd.
Ghost nerd. Are we still ghosts?
Yeah. Yes, you're still ghosts.
Nice.
He goes, well, you won't like my bewildering mist. And bewildering mist comes out of him as a minor action.
I'm bewildered.
Damn
why
it.
It's so lame.
Darn.
That's 22 versus Will. Against Aludra.
He gets me.
That will okay. hit.
You are dazed until the end of it. End of his next turn.
Mm.
So dazed means
like...
you can only do one thing. I think.
Yeah, you only get one action.
Yeah.
Okay, but you can do free actions, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your standard
honestly,
and minor and movement are rolled down to one thingy.
Okay. All right. Oh, I'll see what I can do.
Hey, I believe in you, all right?
Thank you.
Let me see.
Wait, which one is want and which one is ignorance? Is the boy want and the girl is ignorance? I forget in
the,
that film.
I don't actually know.
I'll find out. I care.
So Thrifty's ignorance.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha.
Nailed it.
Ha ha ha.
I love you, Thrifty.
The boy is ignorance and the girl is want. Shadowbrook Ash yells at us from the chat room. Either
so, so the girl sort of winds up and looks like she's throwing a thing. I don't know if it's a rock or what. But it's a thing, and she throws it at Aludra, and it's a ranged attack, but it's okay because she is close combat expert.
Don't fuck with me.
Don't
even try to bring that up with the DM.
And that's going to be 27 versus armor classes.
Well,
gosh, she's
pissed.
Little butt.
That'll hit.
Okay, that is going to do... Twenty-one damage.
What?
And Aludra is slowed to save ends.
What? So what is...
You move half your speed, okay. Which means you can't shift.
Oh,
I couldn't move anyway.
Aludra, I can give saving throws.
Okay. I will.
And that is the end of that turn, which
Wait,
brings
how
us...
much... Sorry, how much damage was that? 21? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Okay.
I mean
Sorry,
12.
I was...
Oh, yeah. Dope slug on Aludra. I like it.
Yeah, this means she's slow.
Because slugs are
punch.
Slow.
Slugs are super slow.
It should be why isn't it a turtle? Turtles are also slow.
I don't have a turtle. I only have a slug. Asshole. Or a snail. It's not my fault. Aludra, it's your turn.
Okay. So, because I am slowed, I'm not going to move. I wasn't going to anyway. Mm. And I'm... What's the other thing that's wrong with me?
You're dazed.
I'm dazed. So, despite being dazed and slowed...
And
so,
confused.
I'm having a rough time right now. Aludra focuses her brain, and she focuses it on doing her Form of Winter's Herald attack.
Uh-huh.
So that's a burst one for each enemy in the burst. So look at both those jokers.
Just one. That's just one.
Okay, so that one was against... Let's say the girl. So that's 16 versus AC.
Oh, that'll definitely hit, I'm sure.
Yeah. 50, are you talking? Because I can't hear you if you're talking.
Sorry, what did you say?
I said 16 versus AC.
No, that's weak. Weak.
Can I blame this on the wine that I can't remember if we do damage? Do we do...
You roll against both of them, damage once.
Okay.
Jesus.
I know,
You've had like three sips of wine, and we're on episode 57. 58, excuse me.
I know it.
Of Drunks and the Dragons podcast.
Okay, so now I guess the dude. What the fuck? that's 19 versus AC.
Lol.
Wait, actually it's 20, because Bachman gave me a plus one to attack.
Nope.
Yeah, so bad. Good thing this daily has a miss. A miss power.
Oh, those are good.
So they're both immobilized anyway from it, and they get to do half damage. So hooray!
Yay.
Where's the D10?
It's this one. Where are you? Yeah, this one.
No, I don't like that one. It confuses me. That's the percentage. I don't think I can handle the percentage right now. This is a 10? Yes. No! Why do I roll so bad all the time? 9. So they get 4 damage each. Take that. But they are immobilized. They can't move anywhere.
Man, you're going crazy with the little icons on them.
That is a spider web. Like, they're immobilized because they're stuck in a spider web.
Oh, and I, now I get to do what? Save-ins?
Yeah, save-ins. So you can try to get rid of your slowness.
All right. So, let's see here. Hold on one second. I think I have a thing.
You're allowed to do your saving rolls at the beginning of your turn.
I am, but it didn't really matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Because
but you need to remember your moves.
I know. I knew. Hey, you! You shut your mouth.
Saying.
Where's your dice? I'm using your dice. Let me curse it.
You're getting your stench on them.
That was a 14.
You save.
Yay! This is... Well, it could be great. I have a thing that if I save on a saving throw, I get to mark each target into the end of the next turn, and it's a burst 5, which is good, but in this case, I could have marked them anyway.
Yay!
Oh, well. Anyway, they're marked.
Tom Darkblade.
Thanks for
Tom.
You need to enunciate because I always get excited. I'm like, it's my turn.
We have to keep the brand going. So, So Tom, old Tom, he comes up behind him. He's like, "What up, playa?" And you hear like a shimmer throughout the crowd. Like, oh my gosh, what's about to happen? And he's going to do a sly flourish.
What?
I know, a sly flourish. So.
Never thought that phrase would be uttered ever again.
I know.
On this podcast.
Is that really how you want to say sly flourish, though?
If I hit, I'm going to hit. Okay, so it is 35 versus AC.
Yeah, that hits.
All right. Sly flourish! See, he jumps in the air. He uses a D4, and, oh man, I do not miss D4s. So, 15 plus...
Ghost teleport.
Ghost teleport. So he does a total of 23 damages to him. And
this is still on want? Or no, ignorance? Wait, want.
On ignorance, the boy.
The boy.
The boy.
Okay.
Let me do that again. Yeah, I do it against the boy. And I also... Is he bloodied?
Yeah, how much damage did you do?
23.
Nope.
God damn it. Do you guys miss my constantly asking if he's bloodied? Okay, I do low slash. So, that's a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 26 versus reflex.
That'll hit.
So that will be... God, D4s, man. Daggers. 19 damage. And I get to slide them, which, duh.
But they are immobilized? Does it matter?
Slide's different.
Okay.
He is now bloodied.
I choose not to slide him. And I do... Oh, no.
What?
You got rid of that power, didn't you?
I got rid of that power.
Aw, what were you going
to
do?
That thing that happens whenever I used to bloody someone, yeah. I was like, gross.
But it never hit, so you got rid of it.
Yeah, so, but what I am going to do is called sneaking the attack as a...
You should low slice, low slash.
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay. You're
done.
Tom the Dragonborn.
But I slide him here.
Okay.
Oh, wait, is, Eludra's no longer slowed. Sad.
Sorry.
Well, I just wanted to help.
I know.
Oh, you're such a helper, though.
I just feel like I just feel so useless here.
No way.
I just feel like I can't. What is Deadly Return? Why don't I remember ever having this skill?
Like, where's this come from?
What even is this? I don't understand.
Tom pants, and he feels so good, almost alive once again with his shuriken and his blade.
He longs to embrace Tom the Dragonborn once again. locked in love.
Legally, you are still very dead.
It's okay. We're both dead, so it's not cheating.
So then it's not weird.
Nobody's been hit yet, have they? Somebody's been hit, but not for much.
Nope.
I was.
She got hit for 21.
Oh, that's true. Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's small fish.
Especially for me. Ha ha ha. So damn. Strong and womanly.
You're very strong and very... Don't put your foot there.
I want to put it...
Don't put your foot there.
Wait, I want to see how this argument shakes out. Keep going.
You don't rest your foot on my computer.
I wanted to.
You'll knock out a hard drive or something.
No. Now I'm going to.
She kicks computer.
How am I supposed to lounge? I just see 30s.
You're
going
to fall asleep. Stand up.
No.
Wait, the girls want, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to use.
Because Doom's not written on her face.
20. I'm going to use Deadly Returns against Wand, which is plus 14, let's see, 24 versus AC.
That hits.
Oh, right.
Oh, God. And,
only guys, we should be focus firing.
This, like... So we said that my sword's 3D? I don't remember.
It's 2D10 we've decided
to
on.
To the wiki!
My last sword was 2D10.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because my character sheet is still set up for Battle Crazed. Because I'm no
fuck,
good.
Fuck, man.
Like, I'm no good. Me as a person is no good.
Fuck, man.
I personally am no good.
Like, I leave a lot to be desired, is all I'm going to say.
Oh,
the Christmas wine talking through fuck. Sad times.
Is this the ghost of St. Nick speaking? Is he sad? Santa?
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. Can we pause the podcast? You should do better.
Whatever.
Oh, man, I want you to go crawl in the wine cellar and think about what you've done.
I wish you would stop being bad.
Fine.
I mean, if you had a
I want you to podcast from the wine cellar on your stomach.
Well, and I in my mind, the Carrie's wine cellar is Harry Potter's room from the first Harry Potter film.
Did we talk about a wine cellar on the podcast, like on recording time, or is this another time and this not going to make any sense?
It was today.
What do we say that ever makes sense?
All right, what happens?
I was just talking about how Carrie's wine cellar is under the stairs, and you got to crawl on your belly like a fish. Like, because that's how fish crawl. Because that's the thing that they do.
When they get out of the water.
All right, how about this, Bachman? How about it does
3d8? 3d8? Well, hold on, let's...
3d8 is a million times better than 2d10.
A million times.
A million times. Well, let's find out. Yeah, I like that better, because now I do 23 damage instead of 14. Thanks, Thrifty.
Okay, you're welcome.
23 damage against Want.
Blood Drinker Cannon now does 3d8.
Cannon is 3d8. I'm going to write it down. How do you
now,
about that?
Isn't like two weapon damage, is it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, because you should have some powers that are like two weapon damage, right?
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, this is two weapon damage. So,
right, so then you would roll 6d8.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Is this true?
Is this real?
I feel like that's a lot, but I'm not...
It is. That's why we made it an 8.
Okay, so...
Is he wielding a Mordekrand?
Basically.
Okay.
He's like a magical wielding a relic.
Yeah, but three is so much better because the lowest number you can do is 3 as opposed to 2, so you have a higher chance of getting better numbers.
In my notes, which is actually, this is the only note because I've never taken notes before, this says, this says Blood Drinker does 3d8, you dummy. And so I'll never forget. But this means that my
never
attack...
Forget.
Did you just write it right now?
Yeah. Let me tell you about this emotional roller coaster that we just went on. My attack was going to do 14, now, and then it did 23. Now it does 37. So 37
take
damage
that.
To Want.
That's a lot of damage.
Right. But
she wants to damage.
That's not all. I'm also going to do Demonic Frenzy.
Oh my goodness.
The target takes 1d6. That's two more. Just tack two more on there.
All right.
Just a little guy.
Just a little kiss.
It might be able to do a minor. Hey, do you want like an inspiring word, Eldra?
Yeah, man, I'll take it.
Yeah, you get an inspiring word.
Do I have to be inspired?
Do a healing surge plus 2d6.
I like that. I just did a dance.
Jennifer,
okay.
kill ignorance. You old dummy.
Alright, so, Want...
It's dead.
It's not dead. There's gonna be some more raking. Alright, he's still... Wait, when does the immobilization end?
At the end of my turn.
Did you go yet this round?
No.
Is it Jennifer's turn?
No, they go before...
They do? You're so slow.
Wait.
No.
Wait, what?
No. Wait, and I'm confused.
I thought it went Tom...
No, well, but Tom moved down, so it's Aludra, Tom.
Oh, it goes. I thought. Oh, you went first.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm dumb. Yeah, that's true. Sorry,
no,
guys.
You're
guys,
really
I'm sorry.
Dumb.
You're just a dumbest little man.
I'm a little chub.
So that is going to be a 26 versus AC, Aludra.
So let's see. I have a plus 21. I mean, I have a plus 21 to my AC.
Wow.
Oh, I wish. That hits, and it makes me cry, because mine's 25.
Yeah,
wow.
That's a really good...
Well, the second one will miss, so that's good.
All right. Good thing I took all those hits back. Bachman, your thing doesn't take me above my HP, right? It just takes me back up.
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
Okay. No, it doesn't take you above.
Okay, that's what I was
saying. Yeah, that's only three points.
That's what I was thinking.
That's 19 damage, and you're marked.
No! I want to hit him anyway.
Yes.
Wait, what I miss? Who's Mark?
Me.
I'm Mark. That's my Mark voice, whatever. It's an improv thing.
Ugh. Okay. So ignorance is gonna do is ignorance it, there she is marked right yeah so she's
yeah.
gonna do
is
they're both marked
ignorance is the boy
yeah
well they're both marked
yes.
Got it
Anyway, the girl attacks Eludra as well.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah. That's going to be a 29 versus AC.
Jeez Louise.
What are these monsters?
Little evil and, child.
And 20 versus AC for the second attack.
Okay, that one didn't hit.
Okay.
Just the one.
Are they saying creepy things as they attack?
Absolutely.
I have to be, right?
I'm going to murder you with my claws. You probably want more food. Papa gave you not enough food.
That's 18 damage.
Fine.
And then we come back to Eluda.
Hold on, I have to math my HP right now.
You're not going to die, so you don't want to go?
What? No, I'm just... What?
You want to stop podcasting?
Yes.
Eluda just quits.
No, I'm just having a hard time.
I can't add
right
one
now.
More math.
Guys, Tom has a Cordium dagger plus two, and now he's wearing Delver's leather armor plus two, and an amulet of protection plus two.
Wowie.
Ignorance does 59 damage to Tom Darkblade.
Oh, man.
Ignorance is bliss.
I would...
Like...
What I like to do right now. start to mobilize. So they're still so I have combat advantage against both these bros right now.
Okay.
But I'm gonna hit the little boy. Ignorance.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to hit him.
Oh, you have auto combat advantage?
No, I have it because they're immobilized.
Also?
Oh, it's right at now. It ends at the end of your turn because I already
end of my turn. Yep.
Doesn't matter. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's still there. Just pretend in your mind's
eye. We know it's there because I'm doing the thing. So I would like to do Rending Fury against him. Okay. So that is... I get to roll twice on this one, and the first one was 20... Four. What was it when you have combat plus two to attack?
Mm-hmm.
So 26 versus AC.
26 versus AC hits.
Okay, good. And now I'll roll again and see if that also hits. Shit. This is 17 versus AC.
No.
Hit. Dang it. Okay, that's fine. So right now until the end of my next turn. Target takes a minus two penalty to attack rolls for attacks that don't include me. And now I'm gonna do him some damage.
Do him dirty.
Oh, no thank you. I do not want to do that.
That's a child. That's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying. It's gross. I don't want to do that.
It's not me. It's Eludra.
Oh, good point.
Eludra's rude.
She's rude, dude.
She's rude as heck. Yeah, I didn't roll so shitty for once. 16 damage to him.
Okay.
The little boy.
Okay. He goes, you will not defeat me because I am ignorance.
So he won't admit it because he doesn't know.
He doesn't even know.
And I marked both of them again. They're marked.
Okay. Tom Darkblade.
So is there any weirdness on the boy?
What?
No, there's all sorts of weirdness.
I guess he's still immobile. He's not immobilized anymore, right?
No, he's not immobilized anymore.
This is my grunge face. All right, well.
Yeah, I just ended. He's marked. He's marked by me.
I hate you all. So the issue is that I can't get my... dope ass, how you say, combat advantage against him. So you guys just cost me out of 2d8s. I hope you're happy.
Why don't you just delay again?
I don't care. I'm gonna shift up here, and excuse me, I burped in my throat. I'm going to do No. I'm just going to do a Sly Flourish. Yeah. Sly Flourish. Jennifer, stop taking... Where's my D20?
I didn't take your D20 this time.
It's gone forever.
It's literally right there.
Oh, there it is.
It's right in front of your face.
It blended with my Razor Naga.
Not good? Not good?
No, thank you. Does 20 versus AC hit?
Yep.
Tell me.
It does not.
Oh, man. Tom, how does it feel to not hit things?
I don't like it. Harper has like 5 things to make him reroll attacks. Alright, yeah, I'm done.
Alright, Tom the Dragonborn.
Tom the Dragonborn!
He yells his own name.
He yells his own name and then he bursts into action.
Like hot pie.
How come you
hot pie?
Wait, how come you weren't? Nice. Oh, there's no flanking going on with Tom anymore. I don't like it.
There's flanking on the. There, you are flanking with Eludra.
Right.
Yeah.
But Eludra doesn't benefit as much as Tom does.
Well, you can move. Move around for next time. Well, you can go ahead and attack now, and then move when you're done.
I got an idea.
Oh, good.
I'm gonna activate Scald's aura, and I sing a song that I don't have prepared for that. And then I will do Wolfpack.
What are the words to the song?
The words.
Yeah. What are the words?
The words are. Someday when I grow old, I will be a superstar and know just what it means to be loved.
So glad I asked.
Wow.
Forever. Those are the words.
Thank you. I wrote them down so I can remember it.
Thank you. I'm Casey Kasem, and here's the number one hit, Someday I Will Be Loved. let's see, so I'll do Wolfpack Tactics that, before the attack, an ally adjacent to you or the target can shift 1 square as a free action. Should you like to do that, Tom? For old time's sake?
What?
You want to shift?
Me?
Yeah.
Sure. Just 1
square?
Yeah,
just one square. Just 1 measly little square.
I'll go here now.
But I don't think he wants to be right up on him.
Oh, why don't you want to be right up on him?
He's scared. Because
I want to run around the circle and try to get to that boy.
He's scared.
I'm not scared. I'm just squishy. I only have 59 health.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I still helps.
Yeah, it didn't win. So, roll 3d8.
Well, you have to hit him first.
Yep, nope. I roll 3d8. So 16 plus 14. Does that fit within your rules, Thrifty?
Well, I don't know what 16 plus 14 is, but yes.
Versus AC.
It's 16 misses and 14 misses.
Yeah, they both miss. Not. You missed twice.
Hey, 16 misses and a hit is a hit. Let's see here. I do 19 damages.
To the boy or the girl?
To the little girl.
Okay.
Focus fire.
Okay, she is bloodied.
Bloody.
Bloody. She's a bloody mess.
Her mate is bloody tough.
Boy.
And then I shift 1.
Nice.
I'm done.
Okay.
Doge.
The boy who we're calling Wands?
Ignorance. Jeebus.
I'll never get
more ignorant,
that.
Boys or girls?
Apparently girls.
That's
and bitches be wanting shit.
Oh, that's... I don't like these.
See, when I said a nice thing, then I followed up with a not nice thing? Haha.
Eludra, does a 22 hit your armor class?
No!
How about a 21?
It doesn't.
Yes.
That one, oddly enough, it does. I'm a strong woman. I don't need anything.
I don't need no man.
He goes, I cannot hit you with my claws, but I will use my... Oh, and I can't. That's an encounter power. Never mind.
Ha ha! Ha ha! laughs at this child. She laughs at his face.
He's ignorant of the rules of D&D.
I don't know the rules because of my ignorance.
Stimpy, you idiot.
Stimp. And then the girl goes, I want to kill you.
She wants okay. So many things.
That's better. Does a 31 hit your armor class?
Yes, it does. It does. It hits.
Okay.
What the heck? Who even would have that much armor class? A monster?
Eight.
She's a, yeah, they're monsters. They're monsters.
That's 23 damage, and you're slowed again.
Oh,
you're so slow.
It hurts.
Ow, my heart.
And we go back to Aludra.
God, it keeps... See, this is the problem where I get damaged.
Yeah, Aludra should not be top of rounds. No, if good. You want to delay, then I can go first again.
Yeah, can we do that?
Yeah, I think
sure.
So.
I have to do math.
Whatever.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. My HPs are getting a little low.
HP. So, as you can see from roll 20, Tom is now radioactive.
Why? How?
Radioactive. Radioactive. No, I just put it on there because I thought it was funny. He runs down here. He gives Thomas the Dragonborns a high five. He winks. He says, let's do it, just like old times. And then he winks again. And this time, Tom's like, what? That's weird.
Wait, what?
And then Tom rolls a 29 versus fortitude. 29. Did I say 39? 29
hits.
Versus fortitude.
Hits.
Okay, so it is... I hope everyone's sitting down. A d4. So 13 plus... So 19 damage. So I do 19 plus my sneak attack. Play a... Don't... I keep losing my d8s.
Found I don't it. Have your d8.
I know, not anymore. You upgraded.
Don't put that on me.
6. So I do 25 damage against Wunt. But I also do... Yeah, so I also do an extra wand damage. So it's 26 damage. But I also do... Well, this is interesting. No, yeah. Okay, so I do an ongoing damage of 6 save ends against Whoa. This person. Because I do my ongoing sneak attack damage.
Whoa.
So I could have been doing an ongoing 16, which was sassy. So yeah, I do a total of 26 damage. And then each of the start of their turn, they take 6 damage. But I also use sneak in the attack, which is a minor action.
Okay.
And it's until the start of your next turn, the next ally who hits the target and has combat advantage against it deals extra damage against it equal to sneak. So if Aludra goes next, hits the girl, she'll have an extra 6 damage.
Wow. Whoa.
I could use that.
I think
Aludra, it's your turn.
Awesome!
And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna hit the girl.
That is a very specific song that is only okay to sing within this very context.
Because it's funny, because it's Wunt.
Thrifty, I'm slowed. Is that the only thing that's going on with me right now?
Yes.
Okay, well,
you can,
I would like
you can to save against that right now if you really want to. Because you've got your power.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It
doesn't
bad.
Really matter.
It's
yeah,
really
it doesn't matter.
Mad. You want to hit the girl?
I'll do it then.
Whoa!
I critted. I wasted that crit on getting rid of the slow. That makes me sad. Okay, so I'm not slowed anymore, I guess. And I did I mention I'm bloodied right now? Like pretty You're, bloodied?
No,
I
am.
You healed yourself that. Earlier.
Yeah, but I am bloodied now again. I get hit a lot.
Well, it's just you keep marking everybody.
That's my job.
They know how to focus fire. You guys don't.
Yeah,
you got to focus fire.
So I am going to do my dwarven resilience and take my second win. And why are you laughing?
Are you having fun?
Tim, what did you do?
Tom has every status effect known to man.
Why did you disappear?
Because I couldn't fit it on screen.
Okay, so now I'm back to 47 hit points, which is not bloody, but barely not. So I get a plus 2 defenses, and now I would like to do... I'll do my resilience of life against the girl.
You don't think this girl?
Yeah, I guess girl, because I got the thing.
Mm-hmm. Did you roll? Did I hear you roll?
I'm getting there.
She shakes it for a really long time, somehow going to do it.
I get nervous. So, I don't think... We have combat advantage, so...
We do, so plus 2.
21 versus AC.
Oh, you miss.
Aludra!
Sorry!
Oh, that was so close!
Wow.
That was so close!
And Tom can't do it unless he somehow gets magic combat advantage.
Well, yeah.
Can you explode and give all your allies combat advantage?
I wish.
Remember in Final Fantasy VIII when you could send one of your characters against the bad guy and they'd literally explode for like a really donkulous amount of damage? Most damage capped out at 999, not the explode thing.
Tom the Dragonborn.
Wait, what can I not do unless I have combat advantage?
Get this extra
The extra
damage.
6 damage. It's only 6 damage, but still.
Oh, I'm not tripping out about 6 damage.
That's
like 30 or 40%
of
damage. I'm
glad you guys do so much damage that you don't trip about 6 damage. I would be very excited about it.
Let me just say that I thought that Jennifer's hair/headphones were on Bachman's little portal, so I thought he had a ghost.
Ooh.
Neat.
I sure hope there's no ghosts in here. I'm gonna do my Warlord Strike. Warlord striking all day long.
Thanks for sneezing that way.
You're welcome.
Man, 68 plus 7 feels so good to do. I love it so much.
You gotta hit first, though.
I know, but I'm gonna do it.
Make sure you do it.
I'm rolling. This isn't my first roadie. Damn it, Thrifty. I need to say something.
Oh, that was the worst roll you could roll.
Okay.
So there's no worse rolls than that.
There are
one.
Okay.
You could throw the dice outside into your grandma's coffin.
Are you done? Are we done?
Roll. Yeah, I'm done.
All right, fuck. Okay.
I rolled one.
Aludra. 26 versus ACs.
No, yes. Oh. Wait, is that true? That's not true, actually. Because I have a plus 2 to defenses and my plus 1. So actually, no, it doesn't hit. Because my AC is 24 and I have plus 3 in bonuses, so 27.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Then I guess 19 won't hit either.
No. Hooray!
Alright.
What's up?
So, Want did not do well. Let's see what Ignorance does. That's,
The boy.
Yes.
The boy is Ignorance?
What's the capital of this country?
I don't even know!
What's the capital? What is a belt for? What is a belt for?
29 versus AC?
Making these numbers up. Poop. You know he is.
And 23 versus AC.
Okay, that one doesn't hit. So only 1 out of 4.
What is a belt for?
So that's 18 damage. Are you bloodied?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a thing?
No.
Oh, you're just happy that I'm bloodied. I've been
Once quite... does a dragon breath. She turns into a dragon. I want to be a dragon, so I am.
Tom.
Darkblade fumble?
Darkblade. Tom Dorkblade, more like.
Yeah. More like not Tom Dorkblade. Oh, wait, Data, she's supposed to take 6 ongoing damage.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
I know, I haven't ended my turn. You haven't ended your turn because I haven't started mine, so therefore it's still her turn.
Yes.
Yeah, whatever.
I feel like that counts.
Fine. It's late. It counts.
Yeah. Oh.
So she gets 6 damages towards her. When are they and then she gets to roll to save against
gonna
it.
Die.
They're never going to die.
They're undead.
She does not. She fails her roll. Your turn.
Huzzah! They're both hurting. I think the broski is hurting
more?
Decently.
Yeah, that's why I switched over to the broski.
Yeah. So here's my conundrum, y'all. I have a move that is called Killer's Ambush, but I have to be hidden from the creature. Mm. Could I make a stealth minor check to be like, oh, where'd I go? Can I, like, dash under the snow with a stealth minor check?
I want to say it's, like, I want to say you can do, like, a move and have that.
I can do that.
Also, what kind of, like, bonuses does he get for being a spooky, scary ghost?
That's a good point.
Yeah, he's pretty stealthy as a ghost.
So, basically, if you allow me to use my minor and my move to become hidden, even if I have to roll, can I do that?
Sure.
Do I have to roll?
Yeah, you have to roll.
Okay, I don't. Okay, I'm just gonna roll.
You need to roll against their perception, maybe.
Oh, nice. I rolled an 18. I probably have to add my stealth, which is 17.
I'm gonna go ahead and 35. Say that you are become stealthed.
Yeah, and that might if we're in the truth zone, not at the 11-11 make a wish zone. That's what time it is. I could see how your skills could be standard actions, but here we are. Okay, so that is
fart. They do fart damage
because I do 3 weapon, but as we all know, my weapon is a D4. You can't make a smaller D unless it's a coin. Have we talked?
Can't you make a 3-sided D?
No.
No, I think they're technically.
There's a way to do it, but it's not a dice. It's like.
No, there is. It's like a weird cylinder thing.
Yeah.
It's a weird cylinder
thing? Yeah, it is. Bro.
It's a cone.
Yeah.
It's not a cone.
Oh, I've seen that. It's really weird.
It's really weird.
It's like, it looks fake. It's like twisted, right?
Yeah, it's like twisty. Yeah, but they exist.
Okay.
Because essentially the sides of it, like the top and bottom of the cylinder, aren't options for it. Like,
it's barely a real thing.
I kind of want to own one, even though I can't imagine a game where I'd use it.
I hate D4s. what's the point of even having 3 weapon if you have a D4? Because I do 14 damage.
Because you can do is 12.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous.
And I have my D8s again. God, I hate. I wish there was because this is a good dagger, so I get extra damage, but I wish you could get daggers that are just automatically on heroic tier 2d4 at least. That's bullshit. That was a total of 19. No, 20.
To which one?
To the girl.
To the girl. Oh no.
Oh no.
The girl is dead.
Oh! We've eliminated Tom.
Slashes twice. It looks like he's missing all over the place. And then he remembers that very first day in the Holdfast.
Oh.
When he met Tom, Alundra, and Jupes. And he's like, I'll do this for them. And he does a backflip up in the air. Whilst in the air, he bursts out of the snow. Because he was in the snow.
He's in the snow.
And he stabs the girl, the little baby girl in the face. And he's like, I'm a halfling. Children don't scare me. I'll kill all your kids.
She explodes into black ooze and
gross.
Drenches Tom Darkblade in black ooze.
Yay! Remember?
I
forget. Tom gets every status effect that is able to be gotten in Roll 20, which is a hell of a lot.
Oh my god, wow. I did not realize you had attached
that's it why to I was yourself. Cackling to myself.
I thought you just put it on the board, not
no,
on yourself.
No, it's on me.
Wow, Tim.
So, I have radioactive, I have ninja, I have the...
Okay, Aludra.
So I need to kill this boy. I wish that...
I had a nickel for... That.
Damn it!
I'm gonna shit.
God damn it! You hear a crash.
Well,
Botman's bare ass is on screen as he walks away.
Well, I'm gonna shift to there, so I got that combat advantage now.
Get the combat.
Because I don't have a lot of options left right now without going for another daily, which seems like a bad idea.
Deus Ex option, though, am I right?
I'm just doing melee basic. Who gives a shit?
I always forget that you don't have cool slashers.
Yeah, I should do melee basic.
I need to redo your character.
Do it.
Excuse me? I will send you outside.
Do it. Cool. Attack. It's so late.
I feel like it's not even as late as normal.
It's not that bad.
It's not.
25 versus AC. And
that hits.
27. Yay.
That hits even more.
Yeah, man. It's like I'm not useless for once.
Jennifer, you're not useless.
Auto failed twice. This
you didn't pull a Bachman.
He gets 13 damage.
Whoa.
Yeah, take that. Is he still alive?
What is death? It is kind of interesting to think about. I wonder if Bachman, in the back of his mind, ever hopes that the enemies do better so that he gets to jump in and throw out his ludicrous heels out there. Bachman, can I...
I do sometimes,
because I actually, like, with the past couple of levels, I kind of focused on giving myself more healing options, which is why I went, like, weird bard multiclass.
I love it.
Yeah, when you shift into heal mode, it's like so much better.
But speaking of those heals, I got 29 hit points out of my 86 right now. So if I can get some help before this guy goes again, because I could die, man.
Do you want some heals?
I'd love some heals.
You can. Is it your turn? Because you can
it's Bachman.
You can use a minor, right?
Because he's in Skull Zora. Bro,
okay.
Yeah, just take it. It's for you. I mean, that's why I brought him.
That's why he's humming over there.
So
about
what
Primus.
Is that? What does that one give me again?
It gives you you minor action spend a healing surge plus 2d6.
Yes, I would like that.
Yep, take it.
I would like that. What are those regular looking dice?
Why don't you just tell me how many
the regular looking dice?
How many heals to get healed for that?
Let's see. So 8. So I get 29.
Yeah.
29 HPs, which is very helpful.
What? You get the total? Jesus.
My surge value is 21.
Thrifty, are you straight out the bottle right now?
Yep. You're driving me to drink straight out of the bottle.
We drive him to drink.
Who?
All right, now it's whoever's turn. I'm done.
Okay, now it's Tom the Dragonborn's turn.
Is it Tom the Dragonborn?
Tom,
I get another turn?
Kill that kid.
Yeah, it's your turn, dude.
Oh my god.
Kill that kid.
Guarding attack, because it's my last attack that does more than one weapon.
And remember, you have to combat advantage. So
1d20.
And you're a dragonborn that's bloody because he's carrying...
Oh, boy.
Yeah, bloody.
And that's a lot of damages.
And I rolled the 1d20, so I got 19 plus 14. I hit him. I mean, come on.
That hits him.
And then I'm going to do... Roll. 3. No, 6. 6d8 plus 7.
What?
I'm gonna hit his ass with this damage. that's 38 damages.
Oh my god.
What does it look like when you kill him?
When I kill a small child boy?
In the butt?
That's the second most damages this encounter?
Nah.
Well, I did 40. Remember?
I'm conflicted because I don't want to make it too graphic because he's a small child.
I know
he's
like
a monster. He's a monster.
He's an ageless.
He's a monster taking the form of a child to trick you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Then
he's ignorance.
I do like a big like whirlwind swing and I just like cut off the top of his hair and he's like, oh, that's not so bad. But then my sword comes around again and it chops off the top half of his body.
Oh, man, he needed that.
That's the best part of it.
I almost said the chop half of his body.
The chop half.
That's what it is.
Yeah. So he's super dead. He's super dead. So much blood. Oh, yeah, and I did another 1d6 to him. I did another 4 damage.
He's, like, smashed into the ground. He's in tiny pieces of...
You cut his top half monster. Off, and then his lower torso, you chop in halves again.
I cut his whole body off, I think it's safe to say.
He has no more bod.
He's got no more bod. Hermy comes running up. He goes, guys, you did it!
Yes!
Hermy, we did! Kill these children!
It feels good to have a dagger in my ghostly hands again.
He goes, come, we must go into the castle.
Yeah, and do we...
What?
Do you think that killing these minions has made Yulmander better? A better Mander?
I think to fully make him realize that he must not steal all the magic in the land and hoard it for himself, we must take him to a dark, dismal future where there is no magic. Come
no
with me!
Magic.
Well, wait, he runs ahead. Magic.
Maybe he dies.
Maybe.
Okay.
It's true.
So you guys enter into this sort of old man's bedroom.
Oh. If I had a nickel.
Nickel or time, I heard. I've been eating nickel soup.
What?
I'd be eating nickel soup.
How does that happen twice? I don't understand.
What? I don't understand what happened.
Wavelengths.
What?
You have to kick either Bachman or I off the podcast because all of our humor is lining up.
You're the same person now.
We're the same person.
Okay. We're single.
But I don't understand the joke.
You enter an old man's room. It's essentially a gay prostitute joke, I guess is what we're going for here.
Oh, lordy. Guys, this is not in the spirit of the winter solstice.
Or it is.
Actually, it might be exactly
whatever you ask for. Anyways, we enter the old man's solar.
Hermie, tell us what we see.
Okay, so you enter this old man's room, and he goes,
"Ah, what are you doing in my room? How did you get in here?"
Can you describe what he looks like?
He looks like an old man, and he's wearing all red. He's wearing red PJs.
What's his beard look like, if he has one?
It's big and white.
Oh, got it. Okay, go ahead.
Well, sir, I'm not 100% sure of who you are, but I'm pretty sure we're here to... teach you a lesson?
But I will have all the magic for myself. Is that why you're here?
Yeah, I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm here to stop you from taking all the magic. And when you tried to, it made me be alive for just this, the one day.
Yeah, and you're like trying to take magic from our friends, and I think you're gonna die if you take it from them.
You're gonna kill all the fey folk. Anyone who is blessed with the arcane powers
well,
will
the
just
Githyanki?
Be...
Githyanki?
Ugh.
Well, yeah, bloodbath.
Githyanki will be okay, am I right, guys?
No.
But
I, the power should be in my hands.
That doesn't
so
make
I can
any
control
sense.
It.
What have you done with it? What have you even done with it? It looks like you're in bed. You're not even doing anything. Being lazy.
Should we go to the future?
Yeah, I think we need to take you to the future.
Hermes goes bling, and then suddenly you guys are in a dismal, dark future.
Hoverboards.
Hoverboards.
No hoverboards. None.
No hoverboards.
They're gone.
Mm. 8 foot tall ants.
Wow.
There is no magic.
There's no magic, so everything's steampunk.
What you call magic, we call technology.
Oh, God.
This campaign is my favorite. Now let's just play in that world forever. We decided
Thor,
not
I'm
to go.
I'm Loki.
No, I want to be Loki.
No, I'm Loki.
No, I'm Loki.
I'm more of a Loki trickster god in my heart.
Bullshit!
So, what happens when we take him to the future?
Well, you tell me.
Okay, so, hey, you, Mr. Yulmandan, do you see this bleak-ass world? There's, like, no one even here, except for us.
So much magic tied us all together. You see that over there?
Yes.
You see, that bridge fell down. So many people died because of the bridge.
But I thought if I had all the power, I would be able to control it.
Do you know what? In the future, because you sucked up all the magic, they only made like the first 3 Harry Potter movies, and the rest of them didn't do so well.
And they're, yeah.
Oh, no. It was like Harry Potter walked to the room of the troll and got smashed to death.
He got smashed to death because he didn't have magic to defend himself.
He couldn't do it.
He couldn't let guard no Livioses.
Uh-huh. But Harry Potter just stuck a wand up that troll's nose. He didn't actually use magic.
But I know, you're right. You're for classic.
But he didn't.
Mistake.
He wouldn't.
You forgot about Ron.
But the love magic.
He wouldn't
the
have
love
a
magic
wand
created
because
him.
Because magic doesn't exist. Lawyered.
Boom.
That's a fair point.
You win. Hey, let's walk over to this other shanty. You know how your sister's alive right now?
Yes.
You saved her?
She is. What?
Look how dead she is now because magic didn't save her from
the
curse.
Oh, God.
A spooky curse.
We saved your sister's life so many times. 6 times.
I don't
six
know.
Times.
I wouldn't know about that.
Through magical
I think magic
means.
Sent us back in the time, too.
And come over here and look at Bob Cratchit's fan. Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
Look how much fun
you
they're having.
You
look
see
at the
Roz.
Empty chair.
You see Roz, and she's weeping over a dead little Yonky boy.
Oh, tiny Bucky.
Tiny Bucky.
We just needed money for his magic operation. We just needed magic for his magic operation, and we couldn't get it.
You son of a bitch.
Look at the little barbell he left behind. He was learning to deadlift.
He was squatting. If you could have used any of the magic for one good thing, this hellscape. You know what? You should use the magic to kill yourself.
Well, this just took a real dark turn.
You should be dead like me. Join us.
Tom, I think you might be getting a little extreme. You should
don't
just not
touch me.
I can't touch you. You're ethereal.
I can never touch.
You just shouldn't take all this magic for yourself, yo. You should just
not. One man can't have all that power.
Better if you share.
What are you even gonna do with it all? You're just gonna let it sit there. It's just gonna get dust and sit in your closet.
Yeah. You're gonna put it on your knickknack shelf, and you're gonna be like, "That's my magic."
The grass is
but
always
you're not
greener.
Yeah.
For real, you guys, I didn't have a great end game for this.
Apparently,
I just realized that I could get all the magic, so I thought I'd do it.
Yeah. This is a quick question. I'm Tom Darkblade. How did you get all this magic? Explain it to me in detail. No one speak until he does it.
Well, I'm a powerful wizard of the Feywild, and I've used my abilities to gather all of the arcane power into myself.
That checks out.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, since you currently have tons of magic, I don't know, this is a lot, but you have to have a lot of magic right now. You've stolen from all over the realm.
Yeah, I've got like all of it.
You know, could you bring me back to life? Just do one good deed.
Contractually, no, I cannot.
Man,
I'll give you $10,000.
Kingdoms have been founded on less than that.
Well, there's no. You need. First of all, it's a ritual, and you need a body. So, sorry, buddy.
Oh, that body's trapped.
We can bring you back to life, but he just died the same horrible death over again.
Over and over, like
I don't want to go back. Every little bit that Yule Mander agrees with us, I can feel my power waning. I'm being sent back into the cold, frozen depths as I drown eternally, as I freeze eternally. Please do something,
Yule Mander. Okay, so you can't bring him back to life, but can you at least do something to make sure his soul rests easily?
It's really more religion. Sorry.
You son of a bitch! I curse you. Well, I guess being able to save the magic for all the world and that really sexy dude and that young Joopy.
Joopy.
was worth showing up for this, the one day, the most magical day. I guess it's goodbye.
Later.
You know what? I've seen the wrongness of my ways. You're very convincing, you guys.
Let's go back. Wait, Tom, before you go, you must do one thing for me. And then cut to him making pottery with me from behind.
And for some reason we get the sort of like streams crossed and we're singing the Titanic music as we do.
Yeah.
No more. Alright, guys.
I think I've learned the true meaning of winter solstice. Magic should be everywhere in the world, not just inside of me.
We see Bucky wake up and say, God bless us, everyone. Uthgar bless us, everyone.
And so he goes, all right. And so he releases the magic back into the world. And so...
Well, there's always next winter solstice, Tom.
I've learned a valuable lesson, you guys.
Lessons, don't be an asshole.
So Hermie comes back and he goes, okay, guys, it's almost midnight, so, you guys, I gotta get you back in your bodies, or you'll be really dead for sure. So you're gonna have to say, goodbye to Tom really quick.
Bye, guys. Tom illiterates his outer ghost hand to him. Can we ghost touch? He goes right through.
I ghost kiss him with tongue. And since he's a ghost, he can't even close his mouth to keep my tongue from getting inside him.
You put your tongue in me one last time.
One last time.
All right, guys.
Tom, we'll never forget what you did for us.
Really, what did I do?
So many things.
In the grand fucking scheme of things, what did I do?
Well, you helped us bring magic back into the world.
Yeah, but I'm dead. Who gives a fuck?
Tom, don't talk like that. No. Tom, maybe you'll just forget things when you're in oblivion this time.
He's kind of right, though.
You guys have fun with your sexy dude. I'm just gonna go back to hell.
No, Tom, don't fret.
Here's a cool fact: a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact: you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Smile because it's over, smile because it happened.
All right, well, you guys can go sly flourish yourself. It should have been you that died.
Wow. Death does not become you.
Deuces.
Man.
Tom fades away.
Wow.
That really like took a lot of meaning out of Tom's death.
Like, he's like real. He's an angry. Is this how angry ghosts are made?
Maybe it's just a Tim. Maybe it's not Harper. Maybe it's just Tim. Tim's full of the anger.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. He's not talking. He's scooted over. He's not part of this anymore.
Hermie goes, all right, guys, I'm going to get you back now. Sometimes there's some minor side effects. Okay, sorry, bye.
Oh,
and then
God.
Suddenly you disappear and you reappear back in your bodies. And Harper goes,
and my dark past.
And Bucky?
Comes back. And Bucky goes, oh, God.
Oh, good, you're back.
Bucky!
Pick up that sword.
No!
did anyone check on Daisy to see if Daisy was affected by the magic? No?
No.
Okay.
No? Okay.
Do we don't know if Daisy's magic or not? All right, cool.
That could have been a... I doubt it. She didn't really fall over when I was in the car, too.
Oh, I didn't think about
it. Or did she? Who's to say?
No, guys. You don't know, because you didn't look...
If only someone could talk to her with a scroll or a
potion. Man, I wish there was something we could do about that. I wish there was some way that we could...
Well, we're out of time for tonight. Do you notice everything seems a little bit weird where you are, though? Everyone's there, but something seems not right. Anyway, you'll find out about that next week on the Drunks and Dragons podcast.
We changed the past. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Everything's slightly different. Butterfly effect. Oh, shit.
That movie was never made now.
No, the butterfly effect. Take me back. Take me back.
I can't live in a world without the butterfly effect.
I don't care if I'm married to Demi Moore and Dame Judi Dench.
Judi Dench is my
dream. There's no
Judi
butterfly
Dench is my
effect.
Dream woman.
So everybody, thank you so much for joining us for this episode. Yeah. I hope you have a lovely, happy holiday, regardless of which holiday you celebrate or don't
Even
celebrate.
Even if you're the most atheist person, you have a good Christmas.
You have right. a fucking if, good Christmas.
Just have a good Tuesday or whatever, if yeah. that's your thing. We can be found on the Twitters at Geekly Inc. or at D&D Podcast. I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at the Mike Bachman. How do I love?
He is a robot.
If you guys want to support us and get some super sweet merch, you can go to geeklyinc.com/store and get a shirt or a blanket or a tank top or a hoodie or whatever.
Yeah.
And also join the thriving masses of Drunks and Dragons / Cast of Thrones / Geekly Inc. fans over at our forums. You know, there's stuff going on constantly. New area games on the internet being set up. Just people posting their fan art or just general tomfoolery.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We also have lots of videos over at youtube.com/geeklyinc. And a lot of video game stuff, which is fun. All sorts of crazy content over on just Geekly Inc. in general. Please go check that out. It makes us happy when you mm-hmm. do that. And, I don't know, is that it, guys?
That's mostly it, guys.
Yep.
Until next week, Mary, that was dicey.
Merry Dicemas.
Nope. I did. Okay.
Merry Dicemas, come on.
Merry Dicemas.
It's within your brand of ending a episode so smooth.